How do you feel is the best way to find the Lord's will in some important matters? I'll tell you, dear friend, the best way to find the will of God in some important matters is prayer. See, now let me, here's a wonderful little thing here. If you have a matter that's very important, now here's the way I do it. I take it before the Lord, and it's always been my strength. I'll wait upon the Lord and see what He says, and I just let myself neutral to it. Don't take either side. And say, now, Heavenly Father, it can, of course, now, in my case, most of the time, if it's very important, I'll wait on a vision. But many people, God doesn't deal with in vision. So, therefore, I wouldn't advise you to do that. See, because it's just some people that has visions and some does something else. Or you do something else that I couldn't do. Maybe in your way of serving the Lord, I do something that you couldn't do. See, God deals with us different. And I would, if I was in your place and didn't have visions from before the Lord, I would just wait upon the Lord and say, Lord, now you show me what's the decision to make. And then way you feel led to do it. And wait just a little bit. And wait a little while longer. See which side you lean towards. Which way the Spirit... Say, now, Father, in my heart, you know, it doesn't matter. But I want to know what you want to do about it. That's the way I do about meetings sometimes. I feel kind of led to go this way or that way. Then I follow that way. That's the way to do it because it's in prayer. Then you're doing the best you can. And I believe this, my friends, as Paul was in the New Testament, the days gone by. He was between two straits, which way he should go. And he started on the wrong road and he got a Macedonian call. And I believe if you are making a decision for God and do it the best that you can, I believe God will correct you and don't see that you don't go wrong. I believe God will do it.